Hello, folks, and welcome to Thinking About Being Dead, presumably includes thinking about being murdered. My name is Josh, and this is a very special episode of the Angry Birds Drink Piss and the Angry Birds Movie. It's episode 69.
Oh. Is it really?
Yeah, it is. Does anyone want to say the word nice?
We made it.
Nice.
Big nice.
Nice.
Huge nice.
I didn't cheer or anything because I just feel so comfortable in the episode 69 recording room. It's like we're here. This is what we've all been waiting for.
We've arrived home.
Big nice, man.
Big, huge, huge fact and nice facts.
I got a delivery of a large nice for the podcast, boys.
Ooh, I'll take two of those.
please, yes.
That intro, by the way, was from Paul Stevens on Twitter. Thank you very much.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah?
I would like you to tell our listeners, who am I and who is she?
Oh, okay.
Who is she?
One of the voices you're hearing is, of course, my esteemed co-host, Akiton.
That's this voice.
And today's special guest is, I'm going to say, piss enthusiast.
Wow, an honor.
Please welcome Cadence Lux to the podcast.
Thanks for having me here, guys. I'm a big fan of piss, and I'm ready to chat about it.
You are in. I was going to leave this till later, but since you mentioned what a fan of piss you are, I did have a quick look at some of your tweets.
Oh, good lord.
I just have a couple of examples here. For example, are you aware that on Christmas Eve last year, you said, all I want for Christmas is to be waterboarded with piss.
Jesus Christ.
I was definitely not aware, but I'm 0% shocked that I was thinking about Christmas Eve.
Oh my fucking God. There's another one here from a couple of years ago that just says belly full of piss.
Oh, belly. Okay, yep. Tell what I was having that afternoon. You know what I mean? Yeah, no, I feel like I frequently tweet about piss, and it's just because it's a nice, warm, welcoming topic. You know,
emphasis on the warm.
Yeah,
the one thing that caught my eye instantly though is this is from almost a year ago. This is from April last year, and the tweet here is "I love piss." Simple enough.
It's
joined by a picture of you holding a huge picture of piss.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
That looks like a vase. That's not a, that looks, you know what I mean? That's not something you'd pour into cups out of.
A lot of pee. Yeah, that was a lot of pee.
I'm fascinated to know the story behind the picture.
What's the process and then what's the goal?
What's the occasion, you ask? Okay.
Yeah, indeed.
No, so that's actually from a shoot I did. I work for a company that does like pee desperation stuff. So like for whatever reason, you're holding your pee for a really long time, and then you either pee like your pants or whatever. There's different scenarios here. This scenario happened to be like a pee in the space thing and see how much you can pee. So I like held my pee. I drink a lot of like fluids, you know, naturally, and held my pee until it was like, you know, I really couldn't do it anymore. And then that's the amount of piss that I produced myself.
That's a very impressive. I kind of assumed it was multiple people's piss.
No, that's just me.
This is all me, bud.
It's not even like bubbly either. It's flat piss.
It's very wine-like.
It looks just like wine.
Now I'm like picturing bubbly piss, and I'm like a little offended that mine's not bubbly. I know what you're talking about. I know sometimes when you pee, like, and you're just pissing real hard, and like it creates the bubbles. But
you could always run it through a soda stream. Real.
This wasn't like a fresh pee. I mean, it had been a few minutes since I tossed it into that vase, so like, you know, maybe there was bubbles at some point. Who's to say?
Speaking of bubbly piss and carbonated piss, Josh, I think now would be a great time to plug our new to replug our merch. Our piss drink.
Piss drink designed by Dave.
Oh, no.
It's just a can of piss, I think is what it is. I mean, I don't know if there's any physical versions of it yet, but I imagine it would be pretty easy to manufacture if anyone's interested.
Is it also Dave's piss? Is that the deal here?
We could do different flavors.
It's not our piss. You know, we outsource the pissing and the canning to
but it could be our piss.
Third like world countries.
As like a special edition.
No, we gotta make money on this. So we're not ethical, as one would say. Okay. So you'll get a little Chinese boy's piss or whatever.
It's just
anonymous.
Anonymous pee. That sounds like a club I'm trying to be into? Yeah. Is that like a monthly subscription club where you pay like $26.99 and get a different bottle of piss every month, like those wine clubs? But
you just you get information on the person who pissed it.
A picture.
Have you guys? Are you guys familiar with PNON? I don't want to get
PNON.
Want to get political here, but yeah, there's some forums you can go on to. He's got some real interesting theories.
I thought, like, when you say PNON, like, it sounds also sounds like peeing on, you know? Like, so I was like, I'm very familiar with that. Super familiar with that, but no, not the anonymous piss.
Before we get to anything else, this month, it's April Fool's Day month. Or Avril Lavigne month, as Keaton called it. Or as I think I accidentally called it on the last episode, Admiral Lavigne month.
Lavigne. Jesus Christ, I love that.
Which should be the official name from now on, maybe.
Admiral Lavigne month.
Normally we ask two questions at the start of the podcast. And what we've been doing this month is every episode, someone gets to add a question. So okay. At the end of the list, you get to add a question, but I have a little list to go through before then. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so question one, pretty straightforward. Have you seen the Angry Birds movie?
You know, I haven't seen it, no.
Ugh. Have you seen? I sounded way too disappointed there. I was like, damn it.
I know, you were so upset. I almost feel like I should just hang up now.
Question two, have you seen the scene in which the Angry Birds drink piss?
No, but I really want to.
Do you want to watch it right now?
Yeah.
Okay, let's...
Wait. Josh, I think it should be acknowledged before we step into this why Cadence was selected specifically for this episode.
Yeah.
Because this is episode 69. It is, you know, truly a prestigious occasion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you that don't know Cadence, you want to kind of tell us what you do?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I guess the bottom line way to put it, just blatantly right out there, is that I do porn. So, yeah, you know, sometimes I, like, suck some dicks and with the drivers and stuff on camera for money. So that's pretty much the gist of it.
The good stuff, yeah.
The good stuff. The classic hits all day.
My favorite, if we're being honest, my favorite porn is when people suck some dicks and lick some vaginas.
Is it really?
I love when they do that in porn.
Is it the same in the same video? Do you require both things happening the same? Or, like, are you down to take it separately?
I mean, like... I love to just watch porn when people are naked and doing sex stuff. I've watched porn before. I realize it might sound like I haven't, but I've watched porn before. Everyone knows that I've watched porn before.
Kian, can I take you to the side before?
Yeah, what?
You don't know what it is, do you?
No, man, and I'm really embarrassed. Oh,
boy.
We got here, and I was like, oh, so excited to...
Listen, it's okay.
Okay, just... everybody's gonna be mad.
Hey, we're having a private conversation, thank you very much.
Appreciate you being here, but there is a line, come on, don't go.
I just crossed over the line.
Right, you know what, just come into the side, we'll do the whole thing in the side.
Alright, the listeners at this point should not be listening.
Well, yeah, actually, you know what, since it is a very special episode, it's episode 69, I'm going to do something unprecedented. I'm going to invite the listener into the side.
Holy crap. Okay.
Listen, you freaks listening at home, don't get comfortable here, because this is going to be the only time.
So Keaton hasn't watched porn. All right, this is perfect.
Guys, I know what porn is. I've watched it.
When we finish this, I'll send you some links.
I will too.
I would appreciate that.
We'll do an eight week course.
Oh, and, God, that's a long time, but I'm down.
At the end of it, you get a certificate.
An 8-week porn course.
Sounds terrible.
I'm just gonna binge it. I'm gonna stop going to my classes.
Your eyes are just bleeding by the end of the 8 weeks.
It's not gonna be the only thing that's bleeding.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Gotta go.
Cadence, you want to hop on the YouTube app and find the Angry Birds piss scene?
Pull it up right now on this this laptop, so I don't even have to worry about it.
If you type in the phrase Angry Birds piss, it will come up.
But should I type drink piss, or is it just piss?
You should be
just
able to get it.
Piss is fine. You'll get there.
It's from, it's like a Fandango movie clips one. It's very official looking.
Fandango movie clips is the name of my grandfather, by the way. Rest in peace.
Is it the Lake of Wisdom scene? 600?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. I'm going in, boys. Wish me luck.
Oh, this is beautiful.
I hit play.
Just give us whatever thoughts and emotions spring to your mind.
Oh god, those fucking out channels, buddy. So pissed off at the out channels.
So they're drinking the water from the lake.
Yeah.
So he's done very well. I need to watch this movie now. They're spitting in each other's mouths. Nice. Swallowing. Hot.
Yep.
Oh no, it's a slow motion. I can just hear it.
Oh my god.
Already, this is kind of a weird scene.
Right.
Yeah.
It's getting intense.
So now we'll see the character, the Great Eagle, exit.
Yeah, here comes this big-ass eagle, spreading his wings.
The eagle is played by friend of the podcast, Peter Dinklage, from Game of Thrones.
Oh, just pissing.
I want to let you know that it does happen continuously for 45 whole seconds.
This is 45 seconds of this?
Yeah, it's lengthy.
I can't look away. I'm like, I feel like I'm in the prime mindset to be watching this for the first time ever due to the fact that you were like, all right, we're going to podcast in an hour. And I was like, I better get super baked for this. So I'm super baked.
That's your
first time.
That's usually my move before the podcast.
It's over. There we go. All right.
So you'll notice a couple of the birds all had different reactions. So you got the yellow bird, Chuck, who rubs his tongue with a rock to get the piss taste off, which I wouldn't imagine would work. You got the blackbird, Bomb, who is gagging, and the red bird, Red, just makes a joke about it. Do you feel like you relate to any of these birds?
I feel like I would relate to the red one because I, like, thought about that. Like, I said, like, a wisdom. He said more like a whiz. And I was like, oh, dude, he should have said more like lake of pistum is what I would have said. shows the difference in our actual characteristic flaws.
Amazing.
He thought it out, and I was just going for the piss word.
So now I can ask you question two again. Have you seen the scene in which the angry birds drink piss?
Yeah, I fucking saw it.
Question three is, how did it make you feel?
It made me feel, like, sort of uncomfortable, but satisfied. Does that make sense?
Like, similar, sure, yeah. Similar to how I imagine drinking piss in a sexual manner would feel. Yeah. Uncomfortable, but satisfying.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, that could be a thing.
Okay, listen, I was gonna avoid this question, but I have to know the answer. Please forgive me. What's piss taste like?
Okay, so it can have very different flavors. For example, here. I have a really funny piss story, and I don't know if I'm down to tell it. I mean, I'm down to tell it, but I gotta give a shout out to who was part of it, which is Nick. I had a video once that I had to do, like a custom video where like somebody paid me money for this to, have somebody like pee in my mouth. And then all the video was, it was like 3 minutes long, was him peeing in my mouth, me gargling it and swallowing it. So I told Nick, like, hey, we're gonna do this, you know. Make sure you drink a lot of water at work. So he, like, said he did. But then when we went to do it, his piss tasted like straight up ocean water. Like, salty as hell.
Oh, my God.
It was terrible. And he, like, started peeing in my mouth, and I just, like, gagged. Like, we still have the blooper footage somewhere, like, honestly. And I, like, gag, and I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Like, did you water? Like, I'm like, well, yeah, I did, but I, like, held my pee all day, too, so I could pee a lot. And I was like, that's not how it works. Like, if he was peeing all day, like, drinking all day, it would have just tasted like nothing. Like, when we actually did it, and he did it the way I told him to, which was drink a lot of water, but pee, like, all day as well, it would taste like nothing. So the point is, like, it has different, you know, it just depends on how hydrated the person is.
So does holding it in make it salty?
I think it makes it, yeah, a little pungent, a little, you know.
We got to get a scientist on here, investigate that.
Honestly, I think it would be worth it. I think it would be worth the time and effort that would be put into finding a scientist to come on this podcast.
You're saying like a well-hydrated piss, though, tastes like water, basically?
Pretty much. Like, I've straight up definitely tasted pee, or like one time, another thing is like Pedialyte. A lot of times, like, if you drink strawberry Pedialyte, your pee will end up tasting like strawberry Pedialyte.
Wow.
Like, oh. I had a girl pee in my mouth one time, and she was, like, drinking it all day and, like, whatever. And, yeah, her pee tasted like strawberry Pedialyte.
Like, good or, like,
yeah,
a bad
hint? It was delicious. It was delicious.
I swallowed a Brita filter, but my girlfriend says that it didn't make a difference in the taste.
You swallowed a Brita? Wait, what?
Nah, we can move on.
You can tell that's not a real thing, because he said he has a girlfriend.
Yeah, that wasn't the true part.
Well, I was just like, did you really swallow a Brita filter? Like,
now you have to do it.
Yeah, you're right. Now I have to do it.
Episode 70, Keaton swallows a Brita filter.
We should move on to the fourth question, because the fourth question is kind of a groundbreaking one.
Oh.
Dave's question.
If you could make one of the Angry Birds from the Angry Birds movie, and now you see what they look like, if you could make any of them real, which one would it be, and what would you do with it?
Is this like a trap question to say I wanted one of the Angry Birds to piss in my mouth? Is that like what this is?
No one
has said that yet, which is amazing.
It's totally free for interpretation.
I'm totally kidding. That'd be super weird. I don't know. The big, like, fuzzy one looks cool because he looks like, I don't know. I feel like I should watch the whole movie before I give an elaborate answer on that, if that makes sense. Like I need to know them more personally. Getting only, like, the piss clip out of it isn't really...
Well, I mean, what are you planning on doing with them if you need to know them more personally?
It's just, like, hanging out, like, getting some drinks. I don't know. What would you do with an angry bird?
I tell you what, you're the... Surprisingly to me.
No, dude,
what would you do with an angry bird is really the big question.
You're only the second person to not say that you would fuck it.
We have some straight up furries on the podcast.
We really do.
That's all that is. The one does have a really long beak, though, so if they're going that route, they should probably...
Is it still oral sex if Chuck is putting his beak inside of you?
Totally.
I guess so.
Yeah, sure.
Question number 5. What's your favorite cuss word?
I don't know. I feel like I say fuck the most. Yeah,
it's a good one.
Fuck's a good one, just because, like, you can apply it to so many different things. Like, you can use the word fuck in so many different forms. Like, fucking, fucker, like, that fuck to describe somebody. like, fuck this, to be like, this shit sucks. My dogs are...
I think it's...
It's very versatile.
I think it's one of the most versatile words in the English language.
It also describes your profession.
Yeah.
You know, as versatile as it gets.
Which is totally, like, what do? I'm like, I just, like, that would be pretty cool if I just said that. Yeah, I fuck. And they're like,
that'd be badass.
Like, we probably just take fucks. Like, we're not gonna...
You just put sunglasses on, you're like, I fuck.
Yeah, I fuck.
Professional fucker.
Professional fucker. Oh, no. It's terrible.
Next question. How much glucose is in this?
How much glucose is in piss?
No. How much glucose is in this?
In this?
Yeah.
What's this? Which this?
There is no wrong answer to this question.
Just a little bit of glucose, I guess. Like a tiny, like a sliver of it.
That's good. That's fair enough.
Not enough to make your pee taste bad.
You
but...
don't want piss, glucose piss.
Okay. This next question, I'm going to warn you. This one's a downer.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Quite literally, actually. If you were in a plane that was crashing towards the Earth and you had 1 minute left to live, who would you text and what would you say?
Man, that is a really big downer.
Yeah.
To be honest, like, the text isn't going to go through. So, like, does it really fucking matter? Like, I don't think the text is going to go through, bro. Like, there's a lot of other shit going on. But I guess I would try, like, this is probably what most girls would probably be like, my mom, like, you know, because I could just be like, hey, I'm gonna die, like, love you, tell everybody else that I love them too.
I just love the idea that you'd be on the plane and other people would be,
I'm an airplane,
you know, through their tears, texting their family, and you just turn to them and you're like, that's not gonna go through.
Dude, honestly, like, I'm a fucking citizen that listens to rules, so my phone is in airplane mode, bro. That shit's not going through.
See, this is what I said. Maybe if your phone's out, that's why the plane's going down.
Ooh,
why's your phone out in the first place?
Yeah, because but you know, fucking fuck with the airwaves. It's not chill.
What is the last thing you ate?
I ate an English muffin with peanut butter on it. That's such a random question, but okay.
Hell yeah.
With peanut butter.
Ah, there we go.
Get it?
Also, Josh, you're English. just like that muffin.
I know, I've been thinking that when I said it too, but I didn't want to be the one to say it, so thank you.
Wait, you go first.
You can tell me you want to eat my English muffin?
Okay, maybe. Yeah, I was going to say that.
Episode 69, week in 69, you can eat my English muffin. Just for you. Yeah. Just this once.
Excuse me, sorry, this just came out.
Cadence, what is life?
Trying to survive for whatever reason, so we're all going to die anyways.
That plane question's hit you hard.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm still stuck on the last one. No, I don't know. I feel like life is weird. Like, and now I'm all stoned because I've been smoking still this whole time we've been on this podcast for 33 minutes.
You're right. That was an irresponsible question to ask you.
Now I'm just like, dude, I don't know. Life sucks. Like,
Josh, how many questions do we have left?
There are 3 questions left.
Okay, can we throw the news segment right in the middle here? I got a breaking news bulletin.
Yes. Oh, shit. I mean, I had a news segment planned, but let's do breaking news. Let's all shout the word breaking. On 3, and then I'll put that before the jingle. 3, 2, 1.
Breaking!
News.
That definitely wasn't at the same time.
No, not at all. It's impossible to synchronize things. That's why we need to stop trying to sing together on the podcast.
Oh my god.
Because it never comes out good.
Although somehow we did sync up the very last. Miss you.
You and Connor were actually on point lip syncing together. Anyways, here's our breaking news bulletin. So this is not breaking news by any means, and it has been known about for a long time, but I don't think people know about it. So I was in my sociological theory class the other day, and the professor starts talking about this guy, Randall Collins. He's supposed to be one of the top sociologists that's still alive. Basically, he wrote a book in 2010 that predicted capitalism's gonna fall in 2030. Big excite, you know? But beyond that, in 2018, we had that whole thing come out that was like, hey, global warming's gonna kill us in 12 years.
Yeah.
Right, that the whole 12-year warning?
Yes.
And those bad boys line up smack dab perfectly on the year 2030. So, we got about 11 years. I'm real excited to see what the end days are like.
Honestly, I've been saying that to everybody. Like, you guys are not going to be here that much longer, so whatever.
Exactly.
I mean, Kim, I just want to... You presented that as breaking news.
That was pretty breaking. I don't know. Yeah.
It was you remembering something from years ago.
Yeah, something from 2010 and then something from last year. Correct.
Let's move on with the questions.
I really liked it, but...
I'm just letting you know, we only got so much time left.
Yeah.
I see. We got to hurry up with these questions is what you're saying.
Don't sign a mortgage because you're not going to be around to pay it off.
Who cares then, though? Like, because if you just die, then you don't have to fucking pay it off anyways.
Yeah, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a huge mortgage, and then on the day the meteors are falling and the four horsemen are riding down the streets, I'm walking to the bank and just give them the old double bird. Fuck you!
Just like the piss scene, double birds.
Oh boy.
All right.
Cadence, this is an easy question for you to answer. Where were you when you first watched the Angry Birds piss drinking scene?
I was sitting on my bed about 10 minutes ago in the same spot that I am right this moment.
Trippy.
Mind equals blown, am I right?
You guys, I'm here too. It's a whole thing. Yeah, no, that's first time. First time I've seen the piss vid.
Next question. Would happy birds drink piss?
I mean, at this point, it's got me thinking all birds just accidentally drink piss at some point.
I would guess by the time we die, either in the horrible apocalypse or in a plane crash.
You mean the apocalypse that's coming in 11 years?
Yeah, that one. I would imagine by that point, we've all consumed a little bit of piss.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that there's been times where the splashback has been wild, and I guarantee one of those times my mouth has been open and a drop has found its way inside.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, why not? They say you eat, like, so many spiders in your sleep. Like, I bet we drink so much piss, like, by accident.
Absolutely.
See,
I think, Josh, you preface that with, you know, once the apocalypse comes, obviously we'll all have drinking piss. Yeah. Once the apocalypse comes, we'll also all have watched porn. Because, like, everyone has watched porn. I've watched porn.
Yeah, you definitely have.
You guys especially. Have watched porn. Right, but everyone knows that I've watched the most.
Yeah, you watch it the most out of all of us.
I watch so many... Right, I watch porn the most out of three of us right here, right now.
Yeah, you actually might.
I watch so much porn, everyone knows it. Everyone knows that I've seen porn and I enjoy it and I
what's
watch
your,
it.
What's your top three porns?
A big, big,
we'll come back to you. Kane's last question at the moment. What is, and this comes courtesy from Bucky, by the way. Thanks, Bucky. What is the worst part of this podcast?
The worst part would be that I have to come up with a question now, and all of these questions have been so all over the place. I don't know where to base mine off of.
It can be
serious life questions, just glucose questions. Like, there's been so many fucking things.
To be more broad, would you say that the worst part of this podcast is that we make both our listeners and our guests do pretty much all the work?
That could be a shorthanded way to say it, I guess, if that's what you want to interpret. like you guys said, there's many ways to interpret it, you know? Like,
having established that, come up with a question now, please.
Oh my god, it's so much pressure. I'm like, I'm almost like ready to just straight up Google like random questions to ask people that you don't know to ask.
We're gonna get you for plagiarism if you do that. Oh, so I would not recommend it.
Please bang it.
How will you
know? Oh, holy crap!
Okay,
wait, Josh, the thing you just said, well, while she's coming up with that question, the thing you just said.
The thing I just said.
Okay, so Cadence. Yeah. It is canon on this podcast that our search engine that we use on this podcast is Bing.
Sponsored by Bing.
I am now realizing we haven't mentioned Bing in like 20 episodes.
I'll tell you why, because Bing solved all of my problems and I never needed to go there again.
But straight up, we haven't mentioned the Bing thing in like 20 episodes and I just totally forgot about it.
It's episode 69 special.
So the funny thing is, I did, in fact, Google random questions, and you want to know one of the first ones it said, and it pissed me off so much. This isn't my question, but I kind of just want you guys to know that this is something somebody would ask someone.
Okay.
What's the funniest or most amazing cell phone cover you have ever seen? Are you fucking kidding?
Classic question.
God, that... How does it suck so hard?
I'm so sick of answering that question.
I wouldn't even know.
Day conversation.
Like, I had an OtterBox that was cool once. Like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know what that really means.
Just walk past someone on the street and they're like, oh, nice day. And I'm like, thanks. And they're like, hey, what's the funniest cell phone cover you've ever seen?
Also, cell phone cases are generally cheap enough that you buy the coolest one you've ever seen. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, that one's really cool. I feel like it fits my day-to-day needs. I'll buy that one.
How's it the funnest or most, like, what does that even mean?
I hate it.
I hate it too. Okay, so my random question that I didn't get from online at all, I definitely just came up with it on my own, is...
Before you ask the question, I just want to say thank you for coming up with it on your own, and thank you for being honest about it.
Honestly, you know, the thing is, I like to pride myself on, you know, lots of dignity and honesty, and...
Yep.
Like, and thank you for the ambiguity of it sounding like you trying to start reading a question.
Yes, I was ready to read the question from my head.
you know how talking is, where you write the words out in your head and then you read them?
Yes, that. My question is... So random, I love it. What company or franchise do you wish would go out of business? Because I've got mine.
Which company or franchise do you wish would go out of business?
It's a nice anti-capitalism vibe.
Fucking question I found.
I tell you what my answer isn't. Bing.
Oh. Nope. It's not Bing, buddy.
More business for Bing.
More
business for Bing. More business for Bing.
That is the chant we agreed upon.
I'm going to switch over to Bing.
Kate, can I take you to the side for a second?
Yeah.
I just want to let you in on a little secret. The Bing thing is kind of, and our listeners can't hear this right now, but the big thing is kind of a joke.
Okay.
And On occasion, I'll open Bing. I'll open Bing.
What are you guys talking about over there?
Hey, Josh, shut up.
Oh, sorry.
On occasion, I'll open Bing for the podcast as part of the bit to actually Bing something. And it is so hard to look at.
It is? I've never used it, to be honest. I use Google, so...
Yeah, like any other normal human being. any other normal human being.
Oh, my God. I'm bringing it up.
Sorry, I'm not listening. I just laughed at something else that happened.
Josh is looking at his phone and laughing at memes.
I'm just looking at some memes on Bing. Bing images.
Bing, Bing image search memes.
Just some Bing pics.
I hopped onto Bing just to see what the difference was. And I mean, it's not that different, right?
Here's the thing. They have gorgeous photographs, but there's just fucking ads everywhere. And it's not nice to look at.
Gorgeous photographs.
But fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them.
Right.
Honestly, thank you for taking me to the side for that. The clarification was all I needed in my day.
Yeah, we can step back into the podcast if you'd like.
All right, yeah.
Oh, hey, guys. I was just respecting Bing in here.
What's up, Josh?
His true goddamn motherfucking respecting Bing hours. Is that what I'm hearing?
Hit that motherfucking like button if you respect Bing. All right, it's time for the news.
News.
Okay, where is the news story I'm looking for? I don't know if this would be on the Twitter moments, actually.
I love the Twitter moments. Shout out to the Twitter moments.
Shout out to the Twitter moments. Shout you know, it's where I get all my news.
Honestly, it is.
It really actually is. Where I get all
it's genuinely news. Where I get all my news.
I mostly get my news on Twitter as well. So.
The thing I love about getting all my news on Twitter moments is that the most insignificant celebrity interactions are as important as huge disasters.
Yes.
Which is, you know, totally good and not wrong at all that they're elevated to an equal level.
Seeing those things presented side by side is healthy for my brain. Thank you.
Nice.
As the kids be saying, thank you, next, please.
Okay, so have you guys seen the Chinese automatic sperm extractor?
Josh, why would we have fucking seen that? No, I've not seen it.
No, my friend.
Okay, let me send you a link to this, but I'll describe it to the listener. The Chinese automatic sperm extractor. This is a machine that it looks kind of like a water cooler. With a screen on the top.
And a flashlight in the middle.
Yeah, roughly dick height. There is...
Some would say roughly dick height.
A moving, yeah, what you could call a fleshlight.
Ew, oh my god, do they clean that? Like, it looks so sketchy.
Well, what this is for, apparently, is...
That person just stuck their finger in it. In the video you sent, someone's putting their finger in it. Why?
I don't like that at all.
Apparently,
you gotta tease the hole before you go in.
Listen, if you don't go down on this machine for a good 10 minutes before you use it, you're a real piece of shit.
You have to get it wet.
Apparently, some men are uncomfortable going into a sperm clinic and masturbating. So,
pussies.
What they've done is they've designed a machine that fucks you.
Yeah,
You just stand in front of this machine and. It looks sort of like, oh, I'll tell you what it sort of looks like. It kind of looks like one of the turrets from Portal if it had, instead of its laser eye, it had a moving asshole made of beef.
It's just there.
Made of beef?
It's just there in the, is this like a museum for it? Like, where are they? Is there multiple of them in this video? Like, I can't.
Yeah, I think though they will be in sperm donation clinics and you go into the room, maybe have a short conversation with it first. And then I assume the screen on top plays some sort of stimulating materials.
I one would hope, I guess, stimulating materials.
It probably just plays the piss drinking scene from the Angry Birds movie.
Honestly, and, that would make sense. Yeah.
And that just goes to town on you.
The second video in this thread is the worst one, I think.
The second.
Oh, I haven't seen the second video.
The second video is zooms in like head on the fleshlight. And then the last shot in the video is a guy standing at an arm's length with his hand on top of the thing.
Just watching it, like,
looking at it.
It's got a lot of emotion to it.
Why is there a light coming from inside it?
Yeah, I don't like that either. It makes me feel like it's
there is an ominous glow from inside the hole.
There's a glow inside the hole, yeah. More afraid than anything that my dick is gonna get pulled off
sure.
I don't want any part of my body inside of a machine like that.
My question was going to be, Keaton, if you were to go into a sperm clinic and you were faced with this machine.
I think it kind of depends on how it's introduced to me. Like, if a...
like through a friend.
But if one of the employees at the sperm bank or whatever was like, here's our machine, it's 100% safe, like you can use it, this is how you do that, this is how you do this. If it was explained to me, maybe I'd be a little more comfortable with it.
If so, I was just like, go in there and fuck the water cooler, then it would be a bit different.
Yeah, I'm not just gonna fuck a stranger. We gotta get to know each other first a little bit.
Have a conversation, why not?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I just would be worried about, like, sanitation. Like, is everybody fucking the same robot thing? Like, is this robot thing, like, getting STD checks?
I would want to watch it being cleaned before I used to.
Yeah.
I don't have a dick, but I'm thinking if I had one, you know, like, I would probably still do it, though.
I mean, I've just ordered one online, so I'll let you know what it's like. But
what if you could order and have them delivered to your house and just have a mean sucking machine or chilling in the corner of your room, like, just ready to slurp you?
Jesus fucking Christ.
like the Amazon drones, you can just like, one like click.
Terrible. I'm just imagining having to explain that to anybody that enters your home. So what's the big kiosk in the corner of the room? It's one of the turrets from the game Portal.
It would be a conversation starter, though.
You know, I'm watching the second video where it zooms in and there's, like, all the fleshy parts moving inside and it's kind of mouth-like.
Yeah.
I kind of want to feed this thing a salad.
I kind of want to put some food in this.
I just want to get a nice forkful of lettuce and see how it takes it.
It would just toss it up and spit it back out, maybe. Like, you could probably use it for different, like, actions, too. If you just have it in your home, like, you're like, well, today I'm going to fuck it, but tomorrow I'm going to toss some shit in there and make a trail mix. I don't know.
You know, it is definitely functional as a masturbation robot, but it's also functional as a mastication robot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, why not?
You sound in pain after I said that.
Yeah, it just hurt.
you could stick a knife in their handle first and just set this thing loose in a room and do some damage. The sperm machine could handle itself in a bar fight, I think.
You know, you could just attach the trigger of a gun to the fleshy insides and then...
so violent.
This thing could get... It could be a cop, honestly. Yeah.
And listen, if someone disarms it, it just sucks them off and problem solved.
I feel like I can relate to this machine already.
That's normal cops do.
Oh my god. Everybody knows that if you disarm a cop, they have to suck you off.
And they love it.
It's their favorite part of the job. That's why they sign up.
Hashtag Blue Lives Matter.
God fucking damn it, Josh.
Had to say it.
Had to say it.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. Folks, we are coming to the close of episode 69.
69, what a good number.
Wow, congratulations to us.
Yep.
Nice.
Sick.
Nice.
Hell yeah, fuck yeah.
Hell yeah,
say.
Bro. We killed it.
For sure. Mad props.
Sure, some of those.
A couple of props here and there, you know, nothing big.
And nice.
Yeah, nice. Wait, Josh. Okay, you don't have to do this if you don't feel like editing this, but do you remember the Bad Dick Boys outro?
Yeah.
Just throw nice in and around this theme song.
Nice, 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 nice.
Not what I mean. He goes, da, 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 da.
Nice, 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 nice,
this is a bumpy road.
That's gonna be it now.
I'm so pissed.
I'm pretty pissed already, but I can't wait to hear it in action.
Cadence, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me. It was a pleasure talking about pee with you.
It was a real pleasure. Please come back sometime.
I will definitely come back sometime. You guys have a great rest of your day.
Keaton?
Yes, sir.
I'll send you those links.
Wait. Oh, okay. Thank you. I anticipate those.
All right. I'm off to fuck my sperm robot.
Oh my god. Bye.
Bye. Nice, 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 nice.
He goes, that,
Nice.
Piss number two. Here we are.
Piss number two.
Oh, but it's more like piss number one, because for tossing in number twos, that's a whole different podcast here.
Oh boy. If in the Angry Birds movie two, they start eating each other's shit, then we'll have a whole...
Yeah, I'm going to have to go to a special screening of that. Private screening, if you know what I mean.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah, buddy.
While you're doing that, I have a question. Just for the room. What do you do if your friend messages you, "Have I told you lately that I love your ass?"
Listen, we should talk about this in private, Keaton. I don't know who that was, but...
It was Twitter user punished picnic.
Oh, fuck. I didn't mean it in the way that I'm like, "I love your ass." Not like, "I love your ass." It was like when someone says, "Get your ass over here." So I'm like, remove it and throw it over.
I know exactly what you meant, but I read it the first time and I was like, "What about my ass?"
I like the first meaning better, but that's just me. It's just me.
Well, fuck. Josh, would you put in your mouth?
Never you mind.
Shoving your fingers down your mouth again.
Sucking my own dick again. Sorry. I wish I could get anywhere near it.
I would not leave the house if I could get anywhere near my lady bits.
Mm. Maybe I've never tried going back.
It'd be impressive. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
I can't suck my own dick, but I can teabag myself the other way around.
Which does require a full 180 rotation of your head.
Oh my God.
Okay.